above the bottom, right? To the top of the pop, lunge in Japan, and I'm straight off the block. Right? Y'all know that, right? Okay, they looking at me like, I didn't hear that song. Now, but now, see, the point I want to make is, this man says he came from the bottom of the bottom, and now he's on top. But when the world leaders come to America, they don't meet with Jay-Z. The kings and rulers don't want to have a conversation with Jay-Z. They don't ask Jay-Z's advice on what they should do, right? So he's not at the top where he could be, right? But we're talking about a man who followed the most honorable Elijah Muhammad's teachings, and the kings came, and the rulers, and the presidents came and bowed to this man, who was only a student of Elijah Muhammad. And the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, who is another student, has the same respect. You understand what I'm saying? Muhammad Ali, he would have just been another Negro boxer until he accepted the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, which made him the greatest boxer in the history of the world. See, the reason Michael Jordan is not known all over the world, not like Muhammad Ali, because he still has his slave name. If you watch the documentary, When They Were Kings, how many of y'all seen that? Raise your hand. Okay. Now, in the documentary, the man, the African brother, says that when George Foreman came, they thought he was a white man. But why did they think he was a white man? Because he had a slave name. Some of you got a slave name. They didn't know, they knew Muhammad Ali because he had an original name. The name of his brothers and sisters, which when the most honorable Elijah Muhammad gave him that name, that spread his fame all throughout the world. Because they didn't see him as a slave and a tool of white people. They saw him as a free, independent black man. And the thing that made him great was the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And that's according to his own words. Not what we're saying. You read Muhammad Ali's interviews. It's the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad that made him great. And he says that. Even today, he bears witness to that. Now, and the reason I'm saying that if these teachings made those men great, then what can they do for you? See, all of us have a desire to be great. That is because we come from God. And you can't be from God and be a punk and not be a great person. You understand what I'm saying? You're a descendant of God. You're related to God. We're all God's children, the Bible says, right? So now, if you're a child of God, then how can you grow up thinking that you're not supposed to be great? All of us in this room, growing up, have thought, man, one day I'm going to be great. You just had that feeling. Now, circumstance may have caused you to go another way. But I'm here to tell you that the thing that will make you great, greater than you even realize you could ever be, is the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Now, all praise is due to Allah. Now, brothers and sisters, what is it that caused Malcolm X to leave the Nation of Islam? That's what we want to know. Because the government had been working to divide Malcolm X from Elijah Muhammad the whole time. But what is it that made Malcolm X leave the Nation of Islam? We're going to deal with all the rumors that people say is why he left the nation. Now, some people will tell you, well, see, Elijah Muhammad was jealous of Malcolm X. And he just was waiting for the opportunity to do something to Malcolm. Now, that's crazy. Because this is a man who treated Malcolm X like a son. This is a man that when Malcolm X was in prison, wrote him on a regular basis. Now I listen to hip-hop. I'm sorry if you don't. I'm sorry. But that's what I listen to. And like the minister said, not all of it, but that's just what I listen to. So I recently read an interview. You know, Benny Siegel just got out of jail. If you didn't know, now you know. And they asked him, you know, why is he signed with Damon Dash rather than Jay-Z? That's what they asked him. And he said that the reason he signed with Damon Dash instead of Jay-Z is because when he was in prison, the only people that showed love to him was Damon Dash. He said he didn't get a single letter from Jay-Z. He said, I love Jay-Z, but he didn't come visit me while I was in jail. He didn't write me a letter. Neither did the Young Guns or what's my man's name?